just do it up there. If you're talking about something simple where you throw away a lot of these dimensions, then you can do that right away. If you're talking about something that has all of these different facets that we have here, it won't happen quickly, it won't be easy, and there's all sorts of issues about, you know, keeping the equipment safe or else hauling it around.
So then maybe we should try to bring people here.
I think the
first
priority should be to
okay.
try to get people to come here. We're set up for it.
Okay.
The room is really underused.
I thought the free lunch idea was a great idea.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Free lunch is good.
I think we can get people to come here, but the issue is you definitely want to make sure that the kind of group that you're getting is the right group so you don't waste a lot of your time and the overhead and bring people down.
No crunchy food.
I had a I spoke with some people up at Haas Business School who volunteered. Should I pursue that?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So they decided not to go into speech. So I'm not sure whether they'll still be so willing to volunteer, but I'll
tell
send
them
an
about
email
the free lunch.
I'll tell them about the free lunch.
Yeah.
And they'll say there's no such thing.
I'd love to get people that are not linguists or engineers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with engineers is
they make funny sounds. The other thing that we're talking about is giving them burn an extra CD.
Yeah.
And give them so they want basically want audio record.
I thought he meant giving them music CD, like they got of their speech, and I guess it depends on what audience you're talking to. But you know, I personally would not want to see my meeting, but maybe.
If you're having some planning meeting of some sort, and
it'd just be fun, you know, if nothing else, you know.
But it also, it also I think builds up towards the goal. We're saying, look, you know, you're going to get this. Isn't that neat? Then you're going to go home with it. It's actually probably going to be useless.
Yep.
But you'll appreciate, you know, where it's
right.
useful and where it's useless. And then we're going to move this technology so it'll become useful.
No, I think that's a great idea, actually.
What if you
could
tell them that you'll give them the transcripts when they come back?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone can have the transcripts, so.
I have to raise a little insecurity concern about giving them the CD immediately because of these issues of, you know, this kind of stuff, or maybe, you know.
Good point.
So
that's a very good point.
We can run it after it's been cleared with the transcript stage.
Right.
And then they get a CD,
right.
but just not the same day.
It should be the same
CD-ROM
that we distribute publicly, right?
Right.
Otherwise, they're not allowed.
There we go.
Oh,
I like
that's
that.
Right.
Well put.
Right.
Well put. So after the transcript screening phase,
yeah, that's
things
true.
Have been weeded out.
Lawyers.
Yeah, that's right. Say, yeah, I got the CD, and Your Honor, I.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so let's start with Tom.
Sorry, I have to leave.
That's
I will
right.
be for full time next week.
Okay.
See you.
So, let's see. So that was that topic, and then I guess another topic would be where are we in the whole disk resources question?
We are slowly getting to the point where we have enough room to record meetings. So I did a bunch of archiving and still doing a bunch of archiving. I'm in the midst of doing the P files from Broadcast News, and it took 11 hours to copy it, and it'll take another 11
Where did you
to
copy
do
it
the
to?
Clone. Well, it's Abbott. It's Abbott, so it just, but it's a lot of data.
It's copying from one place in Abbott to another place in Abbott?
Tape.
Tape.
Oh, onto tape.
Huh.
So I'm archiving it, and then I'm going to delete files. So that
11 hours.
10 gigabytes of free space.
Yeah, the archiving programs take a long time.
Yeah, and so one that will be done, like, in about 2 hours, and so at that point we'll be able to record 5 more meetings.
Yeah.
One thing, the good news about that is that once it's archived, it's pretty quick to get back. I mean, the other direction
right.
is fast, but this direction is really slow.
Yeah.
Well, especially because I'm generating a clone also.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That takes a while.
Generating
That's
a clone?
Two copies, one offsite and one onsite.
Now, what will is the plan to so? Stuff will be saved. It's just that you're relocating it. I mean, so we're going to get more disk space, or did I?
No, these are the P files from Broadcast News, which are regeneratable.
Oh,
regeneratable.
Okay. I see.
If we really need to, but we had a lot of them, and for the full 140-hour sets, and so they were 2 gigabytes per file, and